Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. You know, today we are diving into something that's causing a bit of a stir in the business world.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Mandatory climate reporting.
Ah, yes. Big topic these days, especially in Australia with this new standard, ASBS2.
Right. Suddenly everyone's talking about these reports on environmental impact and what it all means. But this isn't just an Aussie thing, is it?
Not at all. This is a global shift we're seeing. Investors, consumers, entire industries, everyone's realizing that a company's environmental footprint, well, it's not just a PR thing anymore. It's a core business factor.
Absolutely. And Australia is definitely not lagging behind.
Yep.
So let's break it down, this whole ASBS2 thing. I'll be honest, it sounds a bit technical.
I hear you. It can seem like a lot of jargon. But the big picture, think of it like this.
Okay.
Imagine your regular financial report. You got your profits, your losses, all that. Now imagine adding another layer to that report.
Another layer.
Exactly. One that shines a light on all the risks and opportunities tied to climate change.
I see. So like, how might extreme weather events affect operations? Or maybe the costs of shifting to a low-carbon way of doing things.
You're getting it. Those are the kind of questions ASBS2 wants companies to answer.
Makes sense. So it's not just about being eco-friendly. It's about connecting climate action to the bottom line, right?
Yeah.
And being upfront about it all.
Exactly. Transparency is key. And what makes this even more interesting is how ASBS2 links up with those international standards, you know, like IFRS S1 and S2.
Right, I've heard of those. So you're saying Australian businesses are basically playing on the same field as the global bigwigs when it comes to sustainability reporting.
Precisely. It's a level playing field.
That's huge. No wonder investors are taking notice, especially those who are really into ESG factors.
You hit the nail on the head. Environmental, social, and governance. It's all connected. Investors, they're realizing that climate change isn't just an environmental issue, it's a financial risk too.
Makes sense. They want to put their money with companies that have a solid game plan, right? Companies that can navigate this whole changing landscape.
Absolutely. And by following these globally recognized standards like ASBS2, well, it's like a signal to investors, a signal that you're taking these risks seriously.
And that can potentially open doors to a much wider pool of investors, right?
Exactly. Opportunity knocks.
Okay, so this is sounding like a pretty big deal, but let's get down to brass tacks. Who needs to worry about this right now?
Well, the rollout is happening in stages. It's not like everyone has to jump in at once.
Okay, good to know. So who's up first?
So starting January 1, 2025, it's showtime for Group 1. That includes your large listed companies, private companies, financial institutions, the big players.
All right, so they're the first wave. And then what? Groups 2 and 3 join in later.
Exactly. Hmm. The specific criteria for each group are out there. Easy to find.
Okay, good to know. But even if you're not in that first wave, this is something to keep an eye on, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Even if you're not legally obligated to report just yet, think about it. Your bigger clients, they might start asking for it.
Right. They want to know you're on top of things.
Exactly. And don't forget about investor pressure. They're looking for companies who are proactive, regardless of size. Being ahead of the curve can make a real difference.
That's a good point. So let's say you're a company that needs to start reporting soon. What does this sustainability report actually involve? What needs to go in it?
Well, it's fairly comprehensive. You'll need to detail how your company governs and manages climate-related risks, for example.
Okay, so it's about showing, not just telling. You can't just say, we're committed to sustainability, right?
Yeah.
You need to show how you're preparing for the future. What else?
Well, you also need to showcase your resilience under different climate scenarios. Think about what might happen if there's a sudden increase in extreme weather or stricter carbon emission regulations.
I see. Be prepared for anything, basically.
Precisely. It's about proactive planning, not just reacting when something happens.
And speaking of being prepared, I've heard something about a climate transition plan.
Ah, yes, the CTP. That's another crucial part of the report. It outlines how you plan to reduce those emissions and adapt to that low-carbon economy we talked about. You'll need specific targets, concrete actions.
Okay, so this is sounding less like a box-ticking exercise and more like real change in how businesses operate.
Absolutely. This is about making real changes, not just talking a good game. And here's something that adds some serious weight to these reports.
Okay, I'm listening.
They require a director's declaration, similar to a financial report, you know.
So it's not just a report that gets filed away and forgotten. There's real accountability here.
You got it. The director is personally vouching for the accuracy and completeness of all those climate-related disclosures.
Wow. So if the information is misleading,
there could be serious consequences. It raises the stakes, definitely. Puts the spotlight on getting this right.
I can see why companies are paying attention. But I have to ask, with all this talk of compliance and penalties, are there any upsides for businesses?
Oh, absolutely. It's not all doom and gloom. In fact, smart companies are seeing ASBS2 as a real opportunity. Remember those investors we were talking about? The ones focused on ESG factors.
Right, right.
Well, aligning with ASRS sends a strong signal that you're a forward-thinking, responsible business. That can be a real differentiator in a crowded market.
So it's about turning a potential burden into a strategic advantage.
Exactly. It's about proactive leadership, not just reactive compliance. Embracing ASRS can open doors to a wider pool of investors, especially those who prioritize sustainability.
Okay, I like that. But what other benefits are we talking about, aside from attracting investors, I mean?
Think about the process itself. Preparing for ASRS forces you to take a deep dive into your own operations. You start analyzing climate risks.
Right.
Identifying potential cost savings.
Okay.
Exploring innovative solutions.
And that can actually lead to positive changes.
Absolutely. It becomes a catalyst for positive change. It's like you're forced to innovate when you have to think about reducing emissions and adapting to a low-carbon economy.
It forces you to get creative.
Precisely. And there's more. Don't underestimate the power of building trust with your stakeholders, being transparent about your climate actions, showing your progress.
It strengthens those relationships.
Absolutely. Customers, employees, even the wider community.
Yeah.
They see that you're walking the talk, not just talking the talk when it comes to sustainability.
It's about authenticity.
Exactly. And that authenticity can make a real difference in today's world.
Okay, now this is starting to paint a different picture for me. It's not just about compliance. It's about using ASRS as a framework, right, for building a more resilient, more sustainable, and ultimately more successful business.
You got it. And the best part is, you don't have to figure it out alone.
Oh, good, because this is a lot to take in.
There are tons of resources out there. The AASB website is a goldmine of information and guidance on ASRS.
Okay, that's helpful to know.
Plus, there are experts who specialize in helping companies navigate this whole new landscape.
All right, so support is available, but for someone just starting out, where do you even begin?
It can feel overwhelming, no doubt. Start with a gap analysis. Compare what you're doing now to the ASRS requirements.
Right. See where you stand. And then.
Training is crucial. Get your leadership team up to speed on ASRS and what it means for the business. They need to be the champions driving those necessary changes.
Buy-in from the top is essential. Makes sense. Anything else?
Revisit your materiality assessment. Figure out which climate-related risks and opportunities are most relevant to your specific business. And of course, you'll need to start thinking about those climate scenarios we talked about earlier.
Right, to assess resilience and inform the strategy, it's a lot of analysis. Any tips for making that process a little easier?
Well, luckily, there are tools out there to help. Think digital platforms that can streamline data collection, manage your ESG data, and even generate reports that meet those ASRS requirements.
So technology can play a key role.
Absolutely. It's like having a sustainability co-pilot to guide you through it all.
I like that. Now, we've talked a lot about the nuts and bolts of reporting, but let's talk about something else. Greenwashing.
Ah, yes. A valid concern. With all this focus on sustainability, there's always that temptation.
To exaggerate or make misleading claims?
Exactly. Companies want to showcase their green credentials, which is great, but authenticity is key.
So it's not enough to just tick the boxes. You need to actually be genuine in your commitment to sustainability.
Absolutely. Investors and consumers are getting smarter. They can spot greenwashing a mile away, and they're quick to call out companies that aren't walking the talk.
So how can companies make sure they're being genuine and transparent in their sustainability reporting?
Back up your claims with data. Don't just make vague statements. Be specific about your actions, targets, progress.
Show, don't tell. And be prepared to be held accountable for what you're reporting.
Exactly. And robust data management systems are crucial for that. You need to know your data is accurate, reliable, and verifiable.
Right. Which ties back to what we were saying earlier about the importance of using technology and having those systems in place.
Precisely. Transparency, authenticity, data integrity. Those are the pillars of this new era of mandatory climate reporting.
Now, let's zoom out a bit. What are your thoughts on the potential long-term impacts of ASRS?
This is where things get really interesting. Beyond the immediate impact on reporting and compliance, ASRS has the potential to completely reshape the business landscape.
Wow, how so?
Well, think about it. By requiring companies to systematically assess their climate-related risks and opportunities, ASRS is essentially embedding sustainability into their DNA.
Sustainability becomes part of their core business strategy, not just an add-on.
Exactly. It's no longer an afterthought. It's integral to how they operate. And that shift can trigger a ripple effect across the entire economy.
Give me an example. How could ASRS lead to broader changes?
Well, as more companies adopt sustainable practices, we can expect to see a surge in innovation.
New technologies.
Exactly. And new business models, all geared towards addressing the challenges and opportunities presented by climate change.
So ASRS could be a catalyst for a wave of green innovation.
It is. Think massive investments in renewable energy, energy efficiency, circular economy solutions.
Creating new jobs, new economic opportunities in emerging green industries.
Exactly. It's a domino effect, starting with ASRS and leading to a whole new economic landscape. And let's not forget the impact on consumer behavior.
Right, right.
As people become more aware of sustainability issues, they're going to demand more sustainable products and services.
The businesses that are ahead of the curve will have a real advantage.
Exactly. They'll be better positioned to meet those evolving consumer demands. ASRS could lead to this incredible cycle of innovation, investment, and market growth, all in the sustainability space.
This is making me completely rethink my view of ASRS. It's not just about reporting, it's about creating a more sustainable and prosperous future.
That's the beauty of it. It's a win-win-win for everyone. Good for business, good for the economy, good for the planet.
Okay, one last thing before we wrap up this part of our deep dive. We've talked a lot about the practical side of ASRS, but I want to take a step back for a moment and think bigger picture.
I agree. Context is everything.
What's the underlying message here? To me, ASRS represents a fundamental shift in how we understand the relationship between business and the environment.
We're finally acknowledging that we can't just treat the planet as an infinite resource.
Exactly. Businesses have a responsibility to operate in a way that's sustainable over the long haul. Their success is tied to the health of our planet.
It's about recognizing that economic prosperity and environmental sustainability aren't mutually exclusive.
It's about creating a future where businesses aren't just engines of economic growth, but also stewards of our planet.
Well said.
I think that's a perfect note to end this part of our deep dive on. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the technicalities of ASBS2 to the wider implications of this global push for mandatory climate reporting.
It's been a really insightful discussion.
Now, before we move on to our final thoughts, I have a question for you, our resident expert.
It's a big question, isn't it? And I think it all comes down to mindset. Companies need to stop seeing ASRS as just another compliance hurdle and start thinking about it as a strategic tool.
So we're talking about a shift in perspective, moving from, another report to file, to, hey, this could actually benefit us.
Exactly. It's about taking ownership and seeing the opportunity here.
Okay, I like that. But how exactly can businesses make that shift? What does it look like in practice?
Well, for starters, it means integrating sustainability into your core business strategy. It can't just be a side project or something you do to check a box.
So it has to be woven into the fabric of the business.
Exactly. It needs to be part of your DNA, so to speak. And when you do that, you start to see all sorts of possibilities open up.
Like what, for example? Give me some specifics.
Well, for one, it can make you more attractive to investors, especially those who prioritize ESG factors.
Right. We talked about that earlier. Mm-hmm. Investors are definitely taking notice of companies that are taking sustainability seriously.
And it's not just about attracting investors. It's also about boosting your brand reputation. Mm-hmm. Consumers are becoming more and more discerning, and they want to support businesses that align with their values.
So it's about attracting customers, too. Making them feel good about doing business with you.
Absolutely. It's about building a brand that stands for something, a brand that people trust and respect.
And I imagine that can lead to increased loyalty, too. Customers who stick with you because they believe in what you're doing.
You're exactly right. And let's not forget about the potential impact on employee morale and engagement. People want to work for companies that are making a positive difference in the world.
So you could attract better talent, too.
Absolutely. And retain the talent you already have. Strong sustainability program can be a huge draw for top talent.
So we've got investors, customers, employees. That's a pretty compelling trifecta. But what about the actual operations of the business? Can ASRS have a positive impact there, too?
You bet. It can actually help you streamline your operations and identify areas where you can be more efficient.
So it's not just about doing good, it's about doing well, too.
Exactly. When you start looking at your business through a sustainability lens, you often uncover ways to reduce waste, conserve energy, and optimize your processes.
And that can lead to cost savings, right?
Absolutely. Sustainability and profitability don't have to be mutually exclusive. In fact, they often go hand in hand.
That's a powerful message. It's about turning sustainability from a potential burden into a source of competitive advantage.
Exactly. It's about turning it into a driver of innovation and growth.
This is really making me think differently about the whole sustainability movement. It's not just about compliance. It's about creating a better future for everyone.
And that's the exciting part. It's about recognizing that businesses have a huge role to play in shaping that future.
Well, on that note, let's move on to our final thoughts for this deep dive. So we've talked about ASRS pushing businesses to think differently about their place in the world. It's not just about profits anymore, right? It's about considering their impact on the environment, their employees, the communities they work in.
It's a big shift, definitely. And it raises a big question for business leaders. How can they actually use ASRS not just to tick the compliance boxes, but to make their businesses stronger in the long run? How can they create value in a world that's, well, constantly changing?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's about going beyond just following the rules and actually seeing this as a chance to build a truly sustainable business model.
Exactly. And that means recognizing that sustainability, it's not a cost center. It's a potential gold mine, a source of competitive advantage.
So we're talking about turning a potential headache into a strategic opportunity.
Precisely. And when sustainability is woven into your core strategy, well, think about it. You can attract those investors we were talking about, boost your brand's reputation. You can even streamline your operations, maybe even spark a wave of innovation within your company. It's about building a business that's not just profitable, but also purpose-driven.
It sounds like ASRS can be a catalyst for creating a business that does good while doing well.
Absolutely, and that's what will make companies stand out in the long run. Consumers are getting smarter, they're more aware, and they're willing to put their money where their values are. They'll support businesses that are on the same page.
That's a powerful point. It's not just about surviving in a changing world, it's about thriving in it. And a big part of that is embracing sustainability.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, we've certainly covered a lot of ground today. Everything from the nitty-gritty details of AASBS 2 to, well, it's potential to reshape the entire business landscape, really. And I hope this deep dive has given everyone listening a solid understanding of ASRS and how it can impact businesses, not just in Australia, but globally.
And don't forget, the ASB website is a fantastic resource. It's full of information and guidance on ASRS.
It's all there waiting for you. This isn't just about compliance, folks. It's about taking a chance to rethink your business model, build resilience, and create a more sustainable future for everyone.
Be proactive. Embrace the challenge. Turn this shift into a force for positive change for your company and for the world.
And that's it for this episode of The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into a fascinating and impactful topic. Until then, stay curious.